Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, and this is our Talking Flicks podcast. Mr. Lee, happy Wednesday. How are you today?
I'm excellent, as always, for a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, and we've only got two more days until it's the weekend again.
For some.
Yeah. Do you have to work Saturday?
Yeah, it's one of those weeks.
Oh, it's your long week.
Long week, yeah. But, you know, the positive is, I suppose, you know, a bit more cash in the pocket, you know, the back pocket. Always makes sense.
It does. And you know what? You can't pass it up when you get a bit extra there. So
that's right.
Cash, that is. Yeah.
Speaking of money bags over there, you don't need to work on the weekend, do you, Mr. Lee?
No. But I am a little bit older than you. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Just a smidge. Well, Mr. Lee, this is where we take a movie and we get one of our Talking Flicksters to review it for us. And this week it is Disney's Snow White.
Yes, and it's very exciting because this is the new one. It's a drama family and it's a musical. And it's going to be interesting to talk to our Talking Flickster about it. But let's take a listen to the trailer before we talk to her.
To honor the day I was born, my father named me Snow White.
Little girl at a lonely well.
This is his kingdom.
With the same little tale to tell.
He taught me to be fearless, fair, brave, and true.
Is that a girl I'll ever know again?
But she changed everything. Please, show mercy.
Find his home and burn it to the ground. You were saying?
Magic mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest one of all?
My queen, your beauty is beyond compare. But there is one, her beauty grows from deep within. Snow White. She is as pure as snow.
My parents always said this forest was a magical place. Is there anybody here?
Wait.
It's a human.
What did you think I was?
Nothing.
Ghost.
You'll be safe from the queen here.
They say all you have to do.
You have to run.
I'm not afraid to fight. Can you point me in the right direction?
Waiting on a wind, holding out for someday, hoping somehow, someway.
To restore our kingdom. Follow me.
You're called happy because you're happy, and I'm called grumpy because I'm misunderstood.
Yeah, exactly. Snow White and her seven companions, Mr. Lee. Let's find out what our Talking Flickster thought, and our Talking Flickster this week is...
Chloe!
Hey, guys.
How are you, Chloe?
Good. Geez, that trailer sounded awesome, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, it just gives me goosebumps in parts, too. I love the hi-ho bit.
Wow. The memory's going.
Well, it's one of those songs that just everyone knows the words to it, and to hear them do it in that kind of way, it's just incredible, but you got to go along and see Disney's Snow White. What did you think of, what would you call it, the revamp? Because the classic was 1937. It's been a long time since then. What did you think of the 2025 Snow White?
It was nice. It was nostalgic, that's for sure. I took my nieces with me and they've seen the original, but I don't know. I like the original better, but I think an interesting twist, that's for sure.
And you know what? A lot of times you can't beat the original. And as a kid, you remember certain things and nothing will ever change that. And I'm a little bit with you, Chloe. I remember the original from, not that I was around back then. I'm just getting in there first.
Before
either one of you, either one of you would say that, no. And so I'm a bit with you, so I agree. It's good to see a new version, but yeah, the original is my favourite.
Yeah.
An updated storyline, Chloe. Tell us a bit about what changes from the original. Like, what is the difference with this new movie? What would people going along, especially that have seen the original, what are they in for?
I was following along and thought it resembled like a Tangled storyline where, you know, she's not, the prince isn't a prince in this one. He's like kind of the villain, the scoundrel, and he ends up being the person that kind of saves her. And he's in it a lot more than the original prince. I think I remember it only being, you know, 5 minutes at the end of the movie when he comes to save her. And I think the whole time I actually kind of thought that the dad was going to come back into it, because she talks about searching for her dad and people had seen him. And I thought that that might be a twist that they would kind of throw in, which was totally different to the original. I don't remember actually the parents being in there much at all in the original. And also Snow White's kind of more of a modern day princess. I think in this one, she's stubborn and she has some gumption about her and she takes back the castle, whereas the original was kind of like a damsel in distress, old school, cook and cleaned and maybe needed to be saved a little bit.
So do you think the 2025 Snow White movie is really in the 25 era? Because as you said, you know, the damsel in distress and all that, a lot of movies aren't going down that way now. They are changing it because it kind of was, not, I'm not going to say a bad look for women, but do you think that may be one of the reasons why they changed it?
Yeah, well, it's probably like a reflection of the times, obviously, but like, you know, the original wasn't bad for that, but I think it speaks volumes to what girls want to see on the screen now, especially, you know, young girls looking at that. You know, I think if you're a really big fan of the originals, this might be a little bit, you know, straying from that a little bit too much. But I remember when I first even saw Frozen for the first time and, you know, the end of that, thought for sure the prince was going to be the one that, you know, saves her as they always were. And then the sisters saved each other. And I thought maybe that would be this movie a bit more. I thought they could have had an opening to maybe do that where the dad comes to save her instead of the prince. But yeah, she's it's definitely what the kids were talking about on the way out, is how she was so different to the original.
Now, you would have seen the original many, many years ago. I have. Mr. Lee has. Do you feel that with kids going on to see it nowadays, they're not, obviously, they're seeing a very different side to Snow White, aren't they? Because the story we once knew, it has changed slightly.
Yeah, I mean, it even had some more Cinderella-y vibes. I felt like, I don't remember the original, her being like so much of a housemaid. I don't know. I have to rewatch the original, but I don't know. I like that version, but I feel like maybe you need a good contrast, because now kids are only going to see that, you know, badass kind of girl that's kicking butt and taking back a castle. Maybe it's good to have a bit of both.
Now tell me, what do you think of the Evil Queen, played by a girl?
I really like her in a lot of other movies. Like her in Fast and the Furious, and I liked her in Wonder Woman. I don't know. I just didn't. I thought she looked the part, like, definitely, from what I remember, it looks like that. But I don't know, her singing voice is not amazing, and she, I don't know, she's, I just like, I like when she plays, like, action heroes. This was not my favourite role of hers, but I don't know, wouldn't say it was her best.
Someone I do want to talk about, though, is Rachel Zegler, and what I've seen in the trailer and whatnot, and on posters and that, she looks gorgeous. I think she really looks like someone who, look, she fits the Snow White persona down to a T. Like, she looks like it, she acts like it. I think she's done a really good job.
Yeah, she does really. I think they do a really good job of casting people that look just like the originals. And I think even, like, you know, when you look at Beauty and the Beast or Mulan or any of those live actions they've done, they've picked them so well. But I feel like even in West Side Story, when she did that, she can really sing. That girl, Rachel, can really sing. So she was, I thought her role was really good.
And you have mentioned singing quite a few times, and I did see that in the original trailer. How much singing is in the movie? Like, is it a full-blown musical, or are the songs spaced out?
Felt like they never ended, honestly. But I don't remember the original having that many songs.
No,
and some of the original songs are in there. Yeah, it was like, oh my God, this, are they going to have a monologue? Or are they going to sing? I don't know what's going to happen. But some of the songs were good. Like, I think I've still got one in my head that is not an original. But then the originals were great. I didn't think it was going to be that much singing, but yeah. I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either. I'm on the fence.
Oh, there you go. I have to say, I didn't even know that Gail could sing. So that's new to me. I didn't realize. I thought she could. Yeah. She's a brilliant Wonder Woman, and I thought she was as well. I agree totally with that. Now, you're saying things about other characters, how they look like each other. Do you think Disney should do more animated back into live action movies?
There's a lot of coming out this year, which I'm totally looking forward to. Stitch, and I'm looking forward to How to Train Your Dragon. They're going to be so, so good, even though one of those is Disney. But I think there's been so many good ones, but they're really hit and miss. I don't know. I like them, but, you know, I was reading through the list, and I remember when, you know, Maleficent came out and Cruella and Snow White and the Huntsman. But those are, like, takes on other, you know, parts of the story. They're not a complete remake of the whole story, if that makes sense. Like, I did like The Jungle Book and I liked The Lion King, but I don't know, the ones I like are not complete remakes of the original stories, because I just feel like they're just so, I don't know, precious. Don't touch them.
True. Well, can we talk about the graphics for a sec? Because that was the one thing that blew my mind just, and what I'd seen. It's like, just the transformation. It looks so colourful and just so inviting. And I got the same vibes when I saw Wicked. That was the first thing that sucked me in, was just the colour of the valley and things like that. Do you see that watching the movie in full?
Yeah, the castle even, you can tell that's definitely Wicked vibes. Very pretty, lots of colours. And the little hut in the forest, when she comes through the forest for the first time and sees all of the, you know, animals and everything, that looks so cool. That is very, very pretty. It's very, I remember the original being, like, I remember the same feeling seeing that in the original. It was really nice.
Which is a nice thing to have. So, and I have to say, talking about other shows, I'm looking forward to How to Train Your Dragon, as well as Lilo and Stitch, because it'll be interesting to see how they do that. But I think one of my favourite ones that they actually did was The Lion King. I thought the live action one of that was so true to the original. They did it so well. Aladdin, it was close, but the genie just didn't do it for me, because can't beat Robin Williams. Like, he is the genie. No one else could do that.
Exactly.
And nothing against Will Smith or anything like that. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad.
You can't. Correct. And so I think it is hit and miss. And unfortunately, some of them I haven't enjoyed either. So, but there's so many great things they could do. I have a question from our Talking Flickster from last week, Michael. I'm actually going to ask it. How do you like the look of the new version of Disney's Snow White and her companions? Should the companions have been animated, which they are in the movie, or should they have been human?
Good question.
I feel like they definitely should have been human. I did not expect it. I was, you know, partway into the movie, and then you see what's very obvious computer animation, whereas the animals didn't look animated, and the, you know, obviously parts of it are CGI, all that kind of stuff, that didn't look so obvious. But the companions looked so animated. I didn't like it. It was like a hit in the face. I was like, oh my gosh, I expected them to be real people, which they totally could have done. When you see even Snow White and the Huntsman, they did it in that movie, you know, even Lord of the Rings and things like that, they totally could have done it and it would have looked awesome. But it's, I don't know why they chose to do that.
Well, it surprises me, Mr. Lee, because we were talking off the podcast about the production, the costing of the production. It was between 240 and 270 mil. So it does surprise me that you go to animation. Like, why wouldn't you just do everything
As long as you're going to spend that amount of money, you may as well. Like, where do they spend that? I mean, I can understand, you know, CGI and stuff would have been crazy with the backgrounds and all that kind of thing, but I don't know.
CGI is not cheap to do. So it may have been with the companions, you know, taking that up a little bit because of that. So, yeah, but which is a shame.
They compose a lot more songs. There's a lot of original songs in this. So that would have been a lot.
Yeah.
And on the companions, because we've spoken about the Evil Queen, we've spoken about Snow White. What did you think of the characters, you know, the... because you've got Bashful, Doc, Dopey, Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, and Sneezy. What did you think of them and their characters in the film?
I thought they were pretty true to the original, but, like, I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a surprise with Dopey that just freaked me out. I could not handle it. Grant's going to know what I'm talking about. It came at the end, and my face was like, oh, my God, that just freaked me out. I'd never want to hear that again.
Oh, you got me hooked now.
I know. Yeah. Just like, it was really, really, it just surprised me, and I did not like it at all.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like that. Mm.
And thank you for not saying it, because we want people to go see it. So, yeah, JT, you're going to have to see it now just so you can see what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get messages next week going, oh, my God, what is happening?
But they do sound really funny. Like, from, you know, when you hear the trailer and that and some of the one-liners, I think, well, that'll certainly get a few laughs.
I feel like they were more like, they seemed like, I don't know, nice uncles that would look after you more. Is in the original, I like, kind of pictured them as like, you know, rambunctious rat bags who she had to look after. And in this one, I feel like they're all like really nice old men that are just like, you know, we'll take care of you. It was different, but they still stayed true to it.
Which is good. Tell me, did you like how, because their job is they're miners. And so did they show you that part of their life?
Yeah, which I don't remember that much detail in the original, but it was cool how they went into the diamond mines or whatever it was, and then they were showing how only those guys can get the diamonds out by, they kind of seemed like they had magical powers, which is pretty cool.
That's good, because I can remember walking along and, you know, we're saying before, hi ho, off work we go, and they got their picks on their shoulders, and it's just such a classic movie that, you know, those sort of things you have to remember, and it just takes you straight back to your childhood. And I think that's a good thing for us adults to be able to do, because we don't do it very often.
And it made me want to go and watch it again, the original first ever Disney movie.
Which
is crazy, which is pretty big. There's been so many.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, imagine Walt now thinking how big his company is now with theme parks and with movie studios all around the world. You know, back then it was just, you know, in Hollywood. That's the only place it was. And now it's just incredible.
It's huge.
Incredible business. Yeah.
Yeah. And how amazing is it that, like, that's the oldest movie and yet we are still watching it with our kids now, and that's like a common dress-up that I would see even like at a book parade for school. Snow White is so popular.
Yeah, it's one of the most dressed characters, I think, at something like Book Week.
Well
and things
known,
like that.
For sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Guess what, JT? Sorry, just before you go on, I've just thought of a great thing for the person that loses next year in the Oscars bid. You got to dress as Snow White.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? I feel confident. I feel very confident, okay? I reckon I can go two in a row
here.
Outfit
either way.
You know what, Mr. Lee? You're on. You're on.
Very flattering. You guys will be fine.
Mr. Lee, walking
into work.
If I was you, Mr. Lee, you've got about 9 months, so go and work out your sizing you need, and you can go and book it in now. I'm sure there's lots of costume shops here in Tamworth, so you can go and get that. And,
How could you not get the Oscar movie right this year? That was so easy.
I say was I actually got it right, and so did JT, and I lost it on a song.
Mm.
That's what I lost it on. It was 1 point. We would have been even if I'd picked the right song, but I didn't. Yeah, thanks.
You can tell he's got control of the panel here.
You know what, Chloe?
Yes, absolutely.
All I can say here is you snooze, you lose, okay? And that's what happened. And you know what, Chloe? After all those years of being beaten up, finally... Yeah, I got him back. So, yeah, my trophy's looking very good over here, Miss Lee. I'm going to polish it in a minute. Just so
that'd be right. Just rub it in again.
Yes, 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 it's a trophy of an Oscar here. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
That was I need in on his action so I can crush both of you. I need this trophy in my hand.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
that might bring on something in next year. Oh, no. We could get our Talking Fisters all to be joining in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I feel like I definitely look better in the Snow White costume if I was to lose. It's a win-win for everyone.
That's very true. No, we will have to rethink the bet then.
Yes, yeah. I would do something just so I didn't have to do it. But anyway, yeah. No worries. So, Chloe, I'm about to open up the freezer.
Well, I just opened it before, but I'll open it again. So.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry. Yet again.
Yeah.
I've got 5 Choc Tops. How many Choc Tops are you going to give Disney Snow White?
Like maybe a 2.5.
Okay, a 2.5. All right, there you go.
Well done.
Yeah, I think anything over a 2 is good.
Yeah. I'm on the fence. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like it. I don't know. The original, but you know.
Yeah. And as we said before, nothing can beat the original. Nothing. Yeah. So.
But I think kids will really love it because, especially if they haven't seen the original, nothing to compare it to. You know.
Yeah. My nieces really liked it.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Next week, we're doing a working man, Jason Statham, in this one. Jeez, it looks good. Your question, Chloe, to next week's Talking Flickster, Zane.
Okay, so I actually researched about this movie. It's a big series, a book series, which I didn't know. And Sylvester Stallone wrote it. And he actually wrote Homefront that he was in as well. And I want to know, are the two movies similar anyway, because when I read about it, it actually sounds very similar to Homefront. Like he's trying to live a quiet life and something pulls him back into doing something that he didn't want to do and he's got a kid that he's trying to protect and whatever. And I thought, are they going to be similar because the same person's written them? Or, I would like to know if what the similarities are.
Yeah. Is it the same producers or the same director behind The Beekeeper and things like that? So a lot of another Jason Statham film. So... I don't know. I love the look. I love the storyline too. I think that's what really hooks me in. Like it, because as a massive fan of a movie like Taken and things like that. That's and good action. And you know what, Jason certainly kicks ass. So yeah,
I know it doesn't matter if he does 20 of the same type of movie. I would watch it anyway. Yeah. And also, like Sylvester Stallone really writes well. I like his writing. He does really great scripts.
He does, doesn't he? I'm quite shocked that he actually wrote these. Yeah, when I researched it too, and you know, I just went, "Wow!" Of all people, like nothing against Sylvester, it's not something that I would have thought.
Yeah. But then when you think about it, he wrote Rocky, so like he's obviously got some sort of background in that. But then it's not so different, and he's also like 100 years old. So how, like you know, he's pumping them out. Great.
Well,
if he's your age, Grant, I'm really sorry.
Oh, thanks.
I think Mr. Lee's slightly older.
slightly smaller bicep.
That got me.
Got me. We will find out whether or not Zane gives it maybe 5 next week, Mr. Lee. That's what we're hoping for, isn't it? Maybe a 5 next week. We'll have to find out.
That would be, it'll be interesting to see what he thinks. So,
next Wednesday.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Chloe. We really, really appreciate you going along. And I hope we get to talk to you again. But I'm hoping that we will get some words of wisdom.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it today.
Oh, I forgot last week. Positive thoughts.
Oh. Did you rehearse? What are you doing?
Well, Mr. Lee usually he's like he forgets about me, and then he wants to move on, and then so
I'm, I actually I wrote it down.
Okay. All right.
It's
well,
written down.
All right. Well, I've got to do one, I suppose. Let's do. What should we do? Hold on. I'm just trying to find my. Just give me a second. All right. Let's do. If you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one from Dolly Parton.
I thought that was going to be from The Wizard of Oz or something, but that's good.
No, it must have been. I reckon she's probably put it in a song somewhere, but that makes sense. Yeah. That's, so, it's all been about failure, trying to pick yourself up the last couple of weeks, haven't they? I'm not trying to say something, Mr. Lee.
Sure.
Yeah, next week he won't ask you to put that in.
you watch. It'll go missing again.
I will forget purposely.
It'll be Friday. If you want to be a talking flick star, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Mr. Lee will shout you to the movies like he always does. That's it for us. We'll catch you at Friday midday, Mr. Lee. Anything else you want to say or are you done?
No, I'm done because, that's it.
That's it? All right. Jeez. Okay. Could have done something a bit more exciting. Catch you midday on Friday. Bye.
Want more talking flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.